if you want to take and get them into a healing group or healing circle or something, get them coming where they can get that information. Send them to churches that talks about that. Don't send them to a church that tells that you're a sinner, a rotten guy, you're not going to make it, no matter what we do, we'll never be good. You know, there are some churches like that. You don't want to send them to a church like that. You want to send them to a positive factor, a church that is teaching the positive things of life and the higher things of life, not that not the ones that cry and bawl and crawl up the aisle and say, we'll never make it. They never will. As long as they don't think they'll make it, they won't make it. Now, what you think? 16, self-knowledge from the earliest stage leads to self-healing. Usually, the unknown is, if the individual doesn't know about themselves in certain ways, this lets the negative have more of an opportunity to come in. And the negative loves to come through the unconscious state of the individual and the subconscious states of the individual. That's why the subconscious mind must be watched very carefully, that you put in it only by your agreements and disagreements, your likes and dislikes, your beliefs and non-beliefs, your understandings and non-understandings. All are programmed, everything that's programmed in the subconscious mind is put there by you as an individual, and it's a computer that will act only with the information it's been given. It can't act any more than that. Now, the superconscious mind has access to life records, where the subconscious mind only has access to the records of this particular life. But the light body, light structure of the individual, has access to the human records of humanity because of your being a human. And in those records, the light body knows where it came from. It has absolute knowledge of its inception from God. But that can be put under a lot of different experiences. That's why you must go to the last first, and the first last. When you go in the subconscious mind, the first thing you come to is the last thing that was put in. Or something that has been holding a prominence by stuck attention, and it can also be waiting at the door. But in a normal condition, the last thing is the first thing you come to, as you're retracing your steps into the subconscious field. So the individual should be given a good foundation of health consciousness. Children should be taught at an early age to keep their bodies, minds, and emotions clean. 17 is the touch of life healing brings body, mind, soul, and spirit into closer union. What it does is it brings the realness of wholeness back to consciousness. The reality or the realness of wholeness. And we may talk about the physical and emotional and the mental bodies and the spiritual bodies, but we mustn't ever lose sight that that's all facets of the one self. All facets of your one self, your one conscious self, and you are actually bringing together the facets of that conscious self. 18, will centers heal from the head center, or will raise heal from the head centers, and love raise heal from the heart centers. You know the difference between Elode and Magneticode. Magneticode is soul power, Elode is the God power coming from the head centers. It means it comes in before it's qualified by your ideas and your knowledge and your thinking and your emotions and your actions. This energy comes in through the crown, out through the brow, to the individuals as the will power from God. And so it's God's will. It's happening by you seeing it. And I'm holding the vision in my consciousness now. That's a will-centered operation. When the individual holds the immaculate conception for the individual in their imagination or in their vision, he says, I have it in the vision now, I have you in my vision. They're healing from the will center. They're healing from the will of God. They're using the power of the will of God. And that means it's coming in before it's ever qualified by your ideas, your thinking, your feelings, your actions. It comes to the individual at a higher vibration. Now, the love and in your oneness with all things and the realization of that oneness with all things being right now the presence, beyond the presence, meaning unconditioned love, comes through the heart center. And when the heart is open, this magnetic ode, which is now dropped to a denser vibration than is the L ode, which comes from cosmic level, then heals at that level of consciousness, brings poise and balance back to the individual, the green flames and of power at the lower level, or the green flame coming through the brow chakra on the master's bridge. The master's bridge gives you the green flame through the brow chakra, while the rainbow bridge gives you the green flame through the heart chakra. You should just study which rays come through which chakra, whether it's the master bridge or the earth bridge or the planetary bridge. So when you're working with these two areas, if the individual doesn't have their heart open, you need to send out a lot of magnetic code. And you should practice sitting there, feeling the energy coming from the God self into the body, just radiating from the heart. And just do a radiant heart exercise. We call it the whirling heart of light. And we take each one of the colors and we whirl it out through our heart. And expand it out from our heart center. And then there's the whirling discs of light that are sent out from the head centers, where you imagine them starting in a minute particle and expanding and whirling out from the head centers. And you can set and do those exercises to get the energy flowing. And another one is the biode coming through the hands, a combination of magnetic ode and L-ode coming through the hands by the laying on of hands. It's a combination of the soul power and God power. God power is that which is universal. Soul power is that which is individual in particular. See, it's particular coming through the heart, and it's universal coming through the brow. You see, so we're talking about the healing from the head centers or healing from the heart center. So those two exercises or three exercises are important to let this energy flow. It's coming from the mighty I Am presence through all your head centers, and you should feel the glow around your head and see the energy whirling out from the head centers or from the heart, opening up your heart and feeling that energy. And you'll get an actual physical sensation when you have it manifested strong enough. Before that, it may only be a mental sensation or an emotional sensation before it gets to the physical. But it all starts from those deeper sensations. Outward. Remember, you're coming from the inside out. And that's you must practice coming from the inside out. Stop taking suggestions from the outside in. One thing I'll say, if you're going to heal, you should stop drinking any alcoholic beverages whatsoever, because they create their own atmosphere, and you are transferring that along with whatever energies you're sending to the individual. Smoking or drinking, anything that takes and causes the temple or the body to take and drop the vibrations of that pure consciousness should be eliminated. Just like you should keep your mind pure. Wash your mind every day with light. Wash your emotions every day with light. Just like you take a shower with your physical body and wash it. Some people got stinking minds because they haven't washed them in so long. And you can actually, when you're merging with them at the mental level, you can get a stench that sets you back, that'll actually be perceivable in a smell when you get your inner senses activated like you have them activated in the physical dimension. Color healing uses the principle of a light track to light. This is when you are, when the individual needs to be activated, you use the hot activation colors of red, orange, or yellow. These are action colors. These are called the action colors. And the blue, indigo, and violet are called the calming colors, or passive colors. And the green is called the neutral. And so these lower active colors, they activate. If the individual needs activation, you would use those colors. If they need calming, you'd use the calm colors to draw that alike vibration. Whatever you're sending into the individual, that's what they get. Now, here's a woman that had to have oxygen washer being, she come up there with her oxygen bottle and the tubes in her nose and everything, and Ernest Angley did a healing on her, and they took them out of her nose. When she went up there, her aura was very pale. Her face was pale and everything. And he commented after about 10 minutes, "Oh, your color is coming back." A shot of red energy, very strong red energy, at a high red, not dark blood red or anything below the hue, but a really beautiful rose color came off of him to this woman. And what he was doing is he was transferring white to gold to green to red. And as I was watching him do this, he was making the polarity shifts, reversing the polarity on each one of those. Now it goes from white to gold to green to red. Those are the polarity shifts of that particular color. Or they go from white to gold to violet to yellow, or white to gold to blue to orange, you see. So that's the way it's going, reversing the polarity. And that follows this, that yellow is the opposite of the violet, orange is the opposite of the blue, and green is the opposite of the red. And so when you reverse the spin of the atoms, they're actually, the atoms of the green is going in exact reverse to what the atoms of the red is going in. The atoms of the blue is going in exact reverse to what the orange is going in. The atoms of the violet is going the exact reverse of what the yellow is going in. And the gold is going reverse to what the green is going in, and reverse to what these other levels are, because they are consuming the other levels. So gold has a whole spectrum of vibrations to it. So we're using this, a light tracks a light, by sending that particular energy. If somebody needs their smell and their senses met back, here is the wisdom to use that red ray. The golden ruby is the wisdom to use the red. The gold of any of these colors is the wisdom to use that. The golden orange is the wisdom to use the gold. The golden yellow is the wisdom to use the yellow. The golden green is the wisdom to use that. If it was white and red, then it'd be the purity of that. The white and orange, the purity of that, you see. And so when you put that other color with it, you are qualifying that color to get that particular energy of it. If we were using silver, then we're looking for the psychic energies of each one of these. And so you've learned the silver bridge, the gold bridge, the white bridge. If you're using crystal, you're getting the clarity of these rays, the spirit of the rays. And so that's what the crystal bridge gives you, which you'll get in astrophysics soon. The rainbow bridge heals through correlation. A lot of people aren't correlated. They feel one way and think another and know something else and have another idea altogether. None of them can be alike, and they can completely act contrary to all of those. It's contrary when they act in the opposite way they're told to act. Then they're contraries. And intellectuals usually are contrary to spiritual consciousness because they act in the reverse of what you tell them to do. You tell them to read something, and then they go and they do whatever they want to do. See, they do what they want to do rather than following instructions, you see, because they're their own thinking and all this. They're ego-orientated, these lower colors here. And so you have to watch contraries, emotional contraries or mental contraries or physical contraries. Watch if they don't reverse what you're giving them. Sometimes in the willful people, you got to push them away to get them to come close. And you'll understand this more as you work more and more with people. I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Now, I just saw a black spirit being released from somebody. I don't know who released that spirit, but it was right here. And as soon as I saw it, the line went from my brow to it and turned it to light. It went from black to, I had an automatic thing that does that. Just shoots a ray right out here and turns immediately to light, because I ask God to let that happen all the time. I'm constantly turning darkness into light. So that spirit came to be released, whatever it was. I don't know who had that. Somebody just had a negative release. They released and went to a positive. And I saw it coming off and did that. You'll see those little specks of black light coming off the individual, little tiny specks. Now, they're small. They're just like a little... But see those little pinholes there, like in that behind the Buddha there, that little tiny, that's all the bigger that speck was in the air. It's all the bigger it was. And one of those can disrupt and radiate out enough energy to disrupt the whole consciousness of an individual. And so you should attune yourself to consciously transmuting darkness into light. And every time you see something dark, you send light immediately from a ray of light from the brow center, and teach your consciousness to do that. So we're using a like attracts a like. And the rainbow bridge heals through correlation. It puts everything in a systematic vibration. This is a system. This is a system. It is a cycle. It is a step-by-step increasing of vibratory rate. The healer is a channel for healing powers. Again, this relates to that 13 rule as well. It's the 21st rule here. You are a channel. You are just like a pipe that the water flows through. You're just a channel for the light. And what it does, you praise the light that comes through you. Praise God when the energy comes through. I'm praising God and thanking Him by praise or by love and devotion. You are connected to that. Whatever you are praising, whatever you have love and devotion for, you are becoming a channel for that energy. That's what will flow through you. That's why we tell you do bhakti, love and devotion to God, actions towards God, tithe to God. A lot of people don't tithe. And by not tithing, they're not really a channel for God, because God says in all of the scriptures of the world, you must give part of what you make to me. I've given them all. I don't ask for anything, but He gives me everything because I give Him everything. He takes care of me completely. And tithing is very important. That's giving back to God a tenth of what you get, and then He multiplies that tenfold, so you get 100%. That's what the 10% law is. 10% of the crop, 10% of the animals, 10% of the money, 10% of the grain, so on and on. And that was designed for the individual to give back the energy to get that tenfold return. And a lot of people wonder why they get a threefold or a twofold return, or sometimes they don't get a return at all, because they haven't given all. They haven't given, or the 10%. If you give it all, look how many times you'll be increased, tenfold. You give your all. If you give 100%, you get 1,000%. That's very powerful. So when you're becoming that channel, you must tithe to that channel in some way. You must tithe to that channel in some way. 1% of your time, 2.4 hours a day, should be given to God if you tithe your time. And I tell everybody should tithe their time to God. It's very important to tithe your time. And that's why we do our meditation in the morning, our 15 minutes, an hour in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon, and then our hour at night. That gives us our 2.4 hours, you see. And it's important to tithe the time to God. If you want 100% time, you want your time to be increased, you want to be able to live your life out to the fullest, then you're going to tithe that time and become that channel. And you do it in that time period, you're giving yourself to that area of consciousness. If you're tithing for healing powers 2.4 hours a day, you should be concentrating on healing powers and feeling healing powers and building up your healing forces and things like that. If you're really working on the power, you see, I would never go to heal anybody that I didn't spend many hours of building up my connection with that force. All the way going over on the plane, I'm chanting to God, and surrendering to God, and loving God, and saying, take me, God, and purify me, uplift my body, my mind, my soul, my spirit, that I may be uplifting to this individual. Let me, you know, talking to God. That's what a tithing is communication. It's a communication. And so you are making that communication. If you are going to open your channel, now this isn't the unconscious mediumship that we're talking about. This is conscious channeling. Conscious channeling. You know where it's coming from. You know how it's coming through you. You see it at work. You know everything that's going on there. You're conscious. Totally a witness to it. You're conscious of that. And It's not that there are blank spaces in your life. I lost 2 weeks one time when I was drinking. When I was a young man, I had 21 years old, I had my own bar and restaurant. I was drunk for 2 weeks. I drank so much that I don't remember those days. And when that happened, I asked God never to let that happen again. I did not want to lose my life that way. So for 2 weeks, the negative forces ate my life stream up. And I woke up that after 2 weeks, and I was sitting in my reclining chair with my little puppy. And I was holding the puppy so close and so tight it smothered the puppy to death. And I says, when I become unconscious, I now have opened up for death to take over. And at that point, it wasn't too long after that, I had a heart attack too. And all that was related to that losing your consciousness. It's not good to pass out and not know what you're doing and things like that. When you pass out, you go into dark fields and they just eat on you. Eat up your life stream and stuff. You have to be very careful in this channel. When you're learning to channel, be conscious. Anybody that's telling you, give yourself up and don't pay any attention or don't have any conscious of that, do not listen to them. That's demonic forces in disguise, and they come, you know, they want, a lot of things sound real good, but when you get right down into the practical application of that energy, make sure that it's a conscious, higher vibratory rate that you're going into and not a lesser stagnated or engulfing black light. Energy and light healing are the oldest healing. This is a healing that's been going on the planet from the beginning. This healing has always been here, it always will be here, and you're restoring it. Even the doctors and those are nothing more than activating the healing process in the individual. Drugs don't heal. Doctors don't heal. They only numb out certain areas so the attention can go to that particular area. Pain is to bring the attention there. It would be better to cause pain to the individual to bring their attention there than it would to numb that area out, you see. Bring the consciousness there. In the old school, they had them go through the pain. Go through that pain, come out on the other side of the pain, you see. And, our country is very sensitive, and being very sensitive, they feel every little thing. And sensitives feel, they'll run to the doctor with every pain. 70% of the people that go to the doctors do not need to go to the doctor. They do not need to go. 70% of them do not need to go. That's a fact. The Medical Institute has said that, it's a fact by their own description. This isn't something I'm saying as against the medical institution. I think they're doing a terrific job for what they, where their level of consciousness is and what they have to do. But they're treating symptoms, they're not treating causes. And as a metaphysician, you treat causes, because the causes have effects. And to eliminate the effects, you eliminate the cause. And so you're increasing, you're using this light and energy. Jesus used the light and energy. Every great healer uses light and energy. Laying on of hands, sending from the mental energy, mind is sending energy and light from the mind, or sending energy and light through the hands. You're using energy and light. Jesus used it perfectly. He used it in the touch, by his voice, by his darshan. Right at this moment, your child is being healed, and they were miles away. The penetration of healing forces can be blocked by the patient's hostile elements. I keep sending the energy. Now here's what happens. If the individual doesn't take the healing, the energy comes back to the healer. That's simple. It'll reflect back. What I do is I set a charge around the person's aura, and I say, God, let this stay around them until they accept the healing. And so I set the charge and let it hang around their aura until they say, okay, God, I'm tired of all this. How about some healing? Right then it can come in. God accomplishes the answer to prayer 99% of the time through other people. 99% of the time, he heals through the other people. He heals through people. He heals people through people. 99% of the time. 1% of the time, he takes his own manifest and heals from that level of consciousness. Usually it's manifested through another individual. Two or more in my name, so shall it be. That's the application of that. So God uses those levels to heal through. He uses other human beings. Your answers to prayer will be usually answered through another human being. Right, right. Healing or prayer is answered 99% of the time. It's through 98 to 99 is what they actually told me, and I've seen work in my life. Very seldom does an extraordinary experience happen. The healing that people got was not extraordinary coming through Ernest Angley. It was the perfect healing. It was ordinary, perfect healing force. It was ordinary perfection. It's simple, you see. And it came through him, you see. So it comes through another person, you see. And so these blocks within the individual's aura, unless the blocks are released by the individual, they can only be released by agreement from the individual. I've sent healing and healing and healing and healing to this girl, Jody, that we went and healed, but she didn't get the healing, kept not getting it, And then when she called us up, finally, she was desperate. Her family gave up on her, the church had given up on her, her religion had given up on her and everything. As far as she was concerned, the psychiatrist gave up on her, the people in the hospital gave up on her, and she called us. She's desperate now, you see, and in desperation, she's calling out. And so, at that moment, I said, do this, 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 and Esther and I immediately started saying healing forces, and that we did it for 45 minutes, a steady 45 minutes, we had to send healing forces to break up that energy. Next day or the next couple of days, she was out of the mental institution, clean over in El Segundo or around Los Angeles area, while we were over here sending the energy. She was able to get out. But before that time, non-beliefs, non-understanding, non-acceptance, all of these things can block it. In the impregnable heart that can't be conquered, so on and so forth. Animal magnetism forms a health aura. That's that radiant energy that's radiating out from the individual in all directions. That's called the health aura. When you see the radiance of the individual, there's a glow, a radiance, and striation in all light. Striation gives you the significant factors of that particular ray. Now, there are certain things that the individual that I'm going to bring your attention to about the rules of the touch of life. You always want to use the correct etheric center when you are working on the individual. If the individual is having a leg problem, you don't work on their head. You work on the root chakra. If they're having problems in the spleen or emotional area, you work on through the spleen chakra, the navel chakra, the heart chakra, throat or brow or crown. You work through the correct center. The individual's having headaches, I don't work on their feet. Say I work on their head, or I don't work on their heart or some other center, I work on the head center where the problem is. So always choose the correct center. And now you can ask yourself, which is the correct center to use, and follow your intuition. Let the forces come through and move your hands. Now one way you can find this out is to sensitize yourself to the energy coming from the chakra. By slowly moving your hand over the individual's spine, you'll feel the hot spots. If there's a friction in that chakra, you'll feel warmth coming off the individual then. Or in the front, over the belt. You'll find that you'll feel the energy coming off that chakra. And you can feel it with your hands. It's called psychometrizing the etheric body. And you do that by going just about an inch above the skin of the individual. You don't touch the skin, you don't lay your hand about an inch. Anywhere from a half inch to an inch over the surface of the skin to feel that energy. And you can feel the difference. You can feel the difference in those chakras when they're radiating out. If it's hot or it's cool or what. Cool energy is spirit, and hot energies is usually a friction that's going on. Now the direction of stroke is important. If you are Working with somebody, you want to take your energies up, you're stroking upwards. If you want to bring the energies down, you stroke downwards, you see. If you want to take the mental body up, you'll stroke upwards over that chakra. If you want to bring the energies down, you stroke downwards into that. If you want to spread them out, you go from side to side. You see, you spread that energy out there. So the direction of the stroke is important when you are doing the healing. Proper breath control is important too. Here's how you should be doing your breathing. I'm breathing in the energy from the God self, and I'm breathing it out to the individual. In from the God self, out to the individual. And so concentrate on your breathing. And if you set and practice your breathing, in, out, in, out, in, out, in that manner. It all depends on what you're doing. The stroke, if you want it down, you stroke down. If you want it up, you stroke up. If you want to spread it out, you spread it out. You see? Okay, I don't care what you've seen before. We're talking about touch of light healing.
Right.
We're talking about the touch of light healing. Don't bring other healers into this.
Right.
You stroke up if you're going up, and you stroke down if you're going down. You stroke from side to side if you're going to spread it out. That's simple. That's not complicated at all. It's very simple. The healing technique must be kept as simple as possible. As simple so even a child can relate to it. Now the age of the patient makes a difference. The age of the patient makes a difference. Using your scale that you have on your charts there, it shows what level that the individual is predominant in a particular chakra. Now, if the individual has had traumatic emotional experiences from age 7 to 14, like this girl had her emotional experiences, traumatic experiences, at age 7 or at age 10. She had a traumatic experience there that blocked the flow of her emotional body. She couldn't really love her husband. She was always thinking of something that he may be doing wrong, and putting all these negatives on instead of the positive energies, you see. So it's important to know what level the individual should be in by their age. From 1 to 7 is the physical, from 7 to 14 is the emotional, from 14 to 21 is the will center. Here's what happened to her. From age 10 to 16, she has no memory because she has a block in her subconscious mind. In the subconscious mind, the memory has to come through the subconscious mind from instinctive levels, you see. And so she has a block there. She doesn't have any memory of that time period. And it even affected up to her thinking mind, 2 years into her thinking mind, age 16. So what she do at age 16? She went out and started prostituting herself. She went out and became a prostitute. Started selling her body to be even with her father. See, willfully. That's a will action. She had to go out, she started selling her body, and she got a man that would get clients for her and the whole thing, and they started using her. She got confused, and every time a man laid his body on her, all his thoughts and everything, the perversion, was put into her consciousness, and all those things were coming up. And she says, why am I having these terrible thoughts? I'm thinking of men's penises and things like this, and she was going through this whole thing, dumping this off. She said, I can't stop it. It just keeps coming. And I said, well, that was every man that ever put himself on you, dominated over you when you were a prostitute, you see. And so all of that stuff has to come out. You've got to let it go. And she kept thinking that she was a really evil person now because it was coming. Now, she's 32 years old, 16 years after that happened, you see. 16 years after that happened, 22 years after the traumatic experience. 22 years later, she's still having the problems that happened at age 10 to 16. 16 to 24, she was a prostitute, you see. But she has all those years of that negative energy coming through. It must be released. It must be released, you see. So I said, let it go, let it go. And so we started clearing it, and it stopped. She wasn't getting it anymore. But she was getting all these perverted sayings and pictures and everything that these men had put on her, and because she was getting into those subtle fields. had to let it go. So find the age. If the individual has an emotional hang-up, it's because something weakened their emotional body between age 7 and 14. It's very simple. It's right there between 7 and 14 if they have a problem. If it's a physical sexual problem, if it had to happen between age 1 and 7, maybe the person was molested. And between fear, they actually keep drawing that to themselves. Maybe they were molested sexually. A young girl, a young boy being molested at that age, or emotionally, maybe an emotional orientation or a mental orientation. That's between ages 14 and 21 when they really get into the using of the thinking mind, mental energies, you see. So if they have a mental hang-up, you got to look at that age period. Now, what if you find a child that is 16 has a mental hang-up? See? It had to start somewhere from 14 to 16. They will not truly have a mental hang-up at age 10 or 11 or 12. It'll be emotionally orientated, but it may affect the mind. It doesn't mean they don't have a mind from the time they're born, or they don't have emotions from the time they're born. It means those are the time periods that they are going through for the mastery of that level. And from age 21 to 28, that's going from the will center to the heart center. And if the individual has problems there, they usually have traumatic experiences in love that'll let heavy energies go in their knowledge, things that they learn and know. Between 28 and 35, from their heart to their throat center, from 35 to 42, from 42 to 49. And from 49, then they're out in the world spiritual. They should have transcended the whole thing by that time. So use your 1 to 7 chart. Every 7 years, there's a level change. Okay, the sex also of the individual. And this must be balanced within the individual. Now, when we talk about the sex of the individual, we don't talk about particularly him being a man or a woman. The sexual energy we're talking about here is if their male and female polarities are balanced. Now, some men get overbalanced in the female levels, and they get dominated over by men that are more aggressive. Or some women get dominated in aggressive levels, and they dominate the feminine aspect of other women or other men, you see. So that they must have a balance of male and female polarities. Now, when they get the signal for balance in consciousness, whatever level they're at, they'll try to balance down that level. And the signal is always saying balance. And instead of the individual, say if the individual is a physical-oriented person, he might try to balance his physical energies out sexually, you see. When really, he should be balancing at the soul level. All balance should be done at the soul level. That's where poison balance is. And that will balance the mind, emotions, and the body. But the individual stuck in physical, then he'll try to balance out physically. If he's stuck emotionally, or she's stuck emotionally, he or she, whatever the case may be, they'll try to balance, they'll try to do the emotional thing. If they're trying to balance if they're not balanced in their emotional body, one or the other, male or female, will be prominent there. If they're not balanced, the metal the same way. But all the balance should come from the soul level of consciousness, not from the lower level. So you must bring them back to their soul, what they know. What do you know? What do you know? What do you know? Get them back to that knowledge. Get them back to that innate knowledge of consciousness there. So you're balancing male and female polarities with the individual. The degree of the power of the stroke and ray. Now, you don't want to overpower or underpower the ray. So by degree, you must give the energy. Someone that's going along at 10 miles an hour, you wouldn't want to juice them up to 100 miles an hour, you see? They'd be spinning so fast that as soon as they got back to their lower state, then they would lose what you gave them. You take them slowly, you increase the energy. As you're making your strokes and as you're sending the light in, you keep increasing it with each stroke. You keep increasing it. That means within your vision, if you're sending the color red, it gets more and more intense until your visualization is pure fire, living light of that color. But at first, it just may be the subtle color. You're just moving it over the person's body, and then you start increasing by degree. Don't go build up your energy and go and then try to shoot that ray in there. The only one that can do that without harming the individual is the white flame or the crystal flame, one of the two higher flames of light. But red, if you shot red into somebody and overpowered them, well, you might stimulate them so heavily that instead of eliminating disease, you've increased it, you see? So you've got to be careful that you do this by degree. Work the stroke up by degree. The number of treatments necessary is by the degree of faith of the individual. The faith is their belief and their acceptance of it, their balance in it. And so the number of treatments, the more faithful will need less treatments than the less faithful. It's that simple. You don't always use the laying on of hands, but you can use it in most cases. You also want to know the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual structure of the individual. The physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual structure. If the individual is more physically orientated, or more emotionally orientated, or more mentally orientated, or more spiritually orientated, that's where you have to start, where the individual has the monopoly of their consciousness. The greater controls the lesser. The greater controls the lesser. So you start in that level, the individual has the most of their faith, the most of their power, the most of their attention.